Greetings in Christ. I am Suraj Kumaravalli, Asia team leader for CBM. On CBM's 150th anniversary, I thank you for the opportunity to share a reflection on partnership. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9 reads, "For we are God's co-workers, working together. You are God's field, God's building." Partnership is a topic of widespread interest across various aspects of life today. Within the context of Christianity, partnership finds its roots in the Greek noun koinonia, often translated as fellowship, but it also encompasses meanings of participation or partnership. In Philippians 1:5, Paul expresses gratitude to the congregation for their partnership in the gospel, and in Philippians 1:7 recognizes them as partners in God's grace. In contemporary Christian ministry, partnership typically involves a combination of local or denominational churches, church-based organizations, and NGOs connected to local churches. These partnerships aim to advance shared ministerial interests, goals, and priorities while building the kingdom of God. Each partner plays distinct roles and functions, as beautifully articulated by Mother Teresa. "You can do what I cannot do. I can do what you cannot do. Together, we can do great things." Partnership is often driven by a common mission to fulfill the Great Commission, as you see in Matthew 28:19-20. Yet this mission goes beyond numerical growth, emphasizing the importance of teaching and obeying Jesus' commandments, which are captured in the Great Commandment to love God and neighbor, forming the foundation of disciple making. Partnership then embodies a collective and interdependent effort, reflecting the unity and diversity of the body of Christ, with each partner serving as co-workers in God's field, God's building. Recognizing that only God brings growth, partnership, like the temple or church, is regarded as sacred for being filled with the presence of God's Spirit. Its purpose echoes that of Jesus, to share and demonstrate the gospel through both word and deed, just as he did in the synagogue, followed by Capernaum and beyond, profoundly impacting society. Partnership, as such, extends beyond the confines of church walls, with the church being called to live in society, particularly with the marginalized and broken. The historical example of CBM missionaries to Kakinada, then Co-Canada, 150 years ago, illustrates partnership with local Telugu people aimed at sharing and demonstrating Christ's love. Despite challenges, their collaborative efforts bore fruit, leading to significant growth in church communities. Today, the Saura Baptists have grown to 957 churches, the Oriya Baptists and Kui Baptists to around 300, and despite challenges, the Telugu Baptists to more than 400 churches. In today's church ministry landscape, partnership continues to be a call to offer hope to those engulfed in chaos, violence, injustice, and suffering. Meaningful partnerships occur when churches actively engage with these realities rather than seek minimal participation with spotlight-type rewards. It is easy to fall into superficial associations that are convenient and easy to access. These are often with entities that already have strong networks, resources, prominence, and existing capacity. True partnership is essential to people living in unsafe areas. Difficult terrains, unhygienic conditions, and with limited resources, communication, and healthcare access. We must recall that Jesus was born into similar realities and uncertainties to dwell among the broken, transforming their lives. Even if partners possess limited capacity and resources, their shared mission, passion, and dedication lead to extraordinary experiences for those seeking to build the kingdom of God. It is no longer a one-way flow to the global south. Instead, it is a reciprocal journey of participation, strengthening, and mutual transformation. Such partnerships honor existing capacities, build trust, uphold accountability, manage expectations, and distribute responsibilities and burdens equitably without fostering a sense of superiority. This unity amidst diversity is exemplified in CBM's partnership in India, Philippines, Myanmar, Thailand, Sri Lanka, Kazakhstan, and all the countries where CBM ministers. Finally, strategic partnership entails setting clear timelines and exit strategies, empowering partners for sustainability. This is not to leave the partner helpless, rather to sustainably advance their capacity and assist with establishing income-generating opportunities to fund the continuation or development of projects on their own. This approach prevents guilt-motivated dependency and fosters mutual growth, as exemplified by Paul's model of nurturing and empowering churches. Effective sustainability leads to the multiplication of partnerships, where a partner's capacities are advanced, networks with new partners are strengthened, while distinct identities and contributions are maintained, ultimately achieving greater impact. Amen.